Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Yitzchak Katz, Leilui Nishmas, Meir Ben Tovia Katz, Mordechai Ben Yitzchak Meir Skala, and Basya Bas Moshe Leib Skala.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Nun Beis. The Gemara and Daf Nun Aleph and Beis on the bottom brings a braisa, a mekablim pikdoinis, loy mena anoshim, loy mena avodim, loy mena atinoikis, and the Rashbam is mefarish, one is not mekabla pikodin from these people, because there's a chshash, maybe they were going of me adonain umi baleim, and therefore one is being nichnas into a chshash, that he may be being misayeli the oivir aver by helping them hide this that they stole. But the Raisa continues, if he was already mekabel min a isha, then the halach is yachzer the isha. Be a mesa, if she died already, yachzer the bailo, we're not choshish that she stole it to the point that he should return it back to the husband directly. It's yachzer the isha, he should return it back to the isha. But if she dies, yachzer the bailo, because the bail is the meirish on the isha, and therefore mimon of shach it says, kibum in a eved, the Raisa says, yachzer the eved, be a mesa, yachzer the rabbi. Kibum in a cotton is yachzer the iskula. The Braisa is Messiah with the halacha of Kulon Chamu Bishas Misoson. Any of the above mentioned people are ever the Isha or Atinik who said Bishas Misoson shall Pliny here, and they said the money which is Tachas Yodim belongs to Pliny. Yasa ki Pirushlim, and you should give the money to Pliny. And the Braisa is Messiah, Vim Lav, Yasa Pirushli Pirushon. If not, it's Yasa Pirushli Pirushon. The Rashbam is Mefarish, what does it mean? Im Lav, Yasa Pirushli Pirushon. If it seems to you that they are saying the truth, Bishas Misa, in such a case, Yasa ki Pirushin, and you should give it to the Pliny that they said the money belongs to. But if it looks to you that they are not saying the truth, in such a case, Yasa Pirush le Pirushin, and you should return the money to Adeinein ulubaalein, and we should assume that they're not saying the truth, being that you suspect they're not saying the truth, in such a case, you don't do ki Pirushin to give it to Pliny, only you give it to Adeinein ulubaalein. The Rashbam b'Seif Dvar brings the Isfarim, the Kosav, lo, he brings the Girsa. Rav Yishayim have this Girsa. The Rashbam does not have this Girsa. But Rav Yishayim have the Girsa of in Kulan Chamu v'Shas Misoson Shal Plenihein Yaseh Ki Pirushon Ve'ika Diyami Yaseh Pirush LePirushon. It's two Lashonis that are arguing with each other. The first Lashon held, it's Kulan Chamu v'Shas Misoson. If the Eved or the Isha said v'Shas Misoson, the money which is Tachas Yodim Shal Pleni, you should listen to them, they are Nemon, and it's Yaseh Ki Pirushon. The Ikadiyami is Chaylik on the first Lashon, and the Ikadiyami says, Yasa Pirish Le Pirushon, and you do not believe them, you do not give the money to Pliny, only you return it Le Baalenu La Adeinein. We assume they're not saying the truth, and we don't assume just because the money is Tachas Yodim, therefore it's theirs, and they should be Nemon to say that it shall Pliny ain't. There's a Mechlekes of Rishon in regard to Mammon that's Tachas Yada Isha. For Isha is a Muchsik in a Mammon, is the Isha Nemon, Nemon is to say that this money is hers, and the Baal has no Rishchus Bechlal in the Mammon. Normally the Baal has chus in the moment that belongs to the Isha. It's Allah of Nichsa Milug. The Baal is Eichel Peris and the Karen belongs to the Isha. If the Isha claims the moment which is Tachas Yod is completely hers and somebody gave it to her, Menashe in the Baal Eich Rishuspa. And the Baal has no chus in Bechlal in this moment. The Shita of Tosis and the Rashba is that the Isha is Nemenes. Being that she's the Muchsik, she's Nemenes to say this moment is completely hers and does not belong to the husband Bechlal. The Shita of the Ramban and our Sugya, the Ramban holds, the Isha is not nemenes to say the Mammon is completely hers and the Baal has no schus in it. Any Mammon which is Tachas Yara Isha, we assume that the Baal is Eichel Peris, as Allah of Nichsa Milug, and the Baal is Eichel Peris in this Mammon. And the Ramban explains the Shita, even though normally we say that if one is a Muchsik, we assume the Mammon is his, and he's nemen to say the Mammon is his when it's Tachas Yodai. There are two reasons why Isha is different. The first reason that Ramban brings this is that the reason why the Baal is Eichel Peris is Mishum Evo Uktoto Eskina Rabbanan, that the Baal should be Eichel Peris normally. So who had in over here, if the Isha had been a menace, it would cause Evo Uktoto, and therefore Eskina Rabbanan, that the Isha is not a menace to say that the moment which is Tachas Yodah, the Baal has no schus in it, and the Baal could still be Eichel Peris in this moment. The second svar that the Ramban brings is Yodah Adifu Mina, his Yad is other from her in being Zeichim, even more things that are Tachas Yodah. And we do not look at things that are Tachas Yodah, she's the Muchsik in it, being that it's Yodah is Adifu Mi Yodah, therefore he is considered the Muchsik on it. Also, we don't see her as being the Muchsik Kenegah, this at the moment belongs to the Baal. The Yad Isha is Kiad Baila, and therefore she's not considered a Muchsik, and in such a case we say that the Baal is Eichel Peris, and as Allah of Nichse Miluk. Akoponim, we have a Machlekes of Rishonim, where the Nada Isha is Nemenes on Mammon Tachas Yodah, to say that the Baal has no Schus in this Mammon Bechlau. And each one of the two shitas brings a raya from the end of the braisa of a kulon chamu b'shas misoson shaploni and yasa ki pirushon ve'ikad de'ami yasa pirush lepirushon. The Ramban brings a raya from the second lasha from the ikad de'ami of imlav yasa pirush lepirushon. The braisa says ikad de'ami that the isha is not nemenes b'shas misoson to say the moment is shaploni. Zok the Ramban, if it be that the isha is nemenes a moment that tachas yodah, we assume the moment is hers. Why wouldn't she be nemen to say that this moment is shaploni? From the fact that we see that there's Nikadiyami that says that she's not nemenis to say the moment in Shaploini, al korchach, her isha is not considered a muchzik, and she's not nemen on this moment to say that the moment is hers and the Baal has no schus on it. In fact, the Ambanan himself, the first loshen of the Gemara brought a loshen of Yasik attribution that the isha is nemenis. So the Amban, the shita that holds that the isha is nemenis is because they hold, being that it's b'shas misa, a person is not mishaka b'shas misa, the Amban brings a Yerushalmi. So being that a person is not normally mishaka b'shas misa, we assume she is saying the truth. And therefore, she's Yasik Epirushan, she's the menace, and we give the moment to Pliny. Taisus and the Raj behold that Isha is the menace, a moment which is Tachas Yoda, and Isha is the menace to say that this moment is Shal Pliny. They bring a Raya from the Seif of the Braisa. The Braisa says that Kulan Chamushas Misos and Shal Pliny and Yasik Epirushan, Zok the Raj, but this is a Raya that the Isha is the menace to say it Shal Pliny. A Kochach, the Isha is considered a Muchsik on the moment, and therefore she could say this moment is Shal Pliny. In fact, the Rajvan himself, so what's Pshat in the second, Lashon Nikadiyami, Yasapirish Lepirushan, that Isha is not Nemenis, and we give the moment back to the Baal, and we don't say that Isha should be Nemenis to say this moment in Shal Pliny. And the Rajvan is Mefarish, that being that the Isha is, we're talking about Peshas Misa, and it's Acha Misasa, we're deciding who to give the money to. In such a case, it's ready, Yotzah Mitachas Cheskas Yara Isha, so Isha is not considered a Muchzik on this moment anymore, Bechlal, she's already Mesa, it's considered this moment goes to the Yoshim. And mean that the Baal is the one who's being Yerush to Isha, so therefore the Baal is considered now he has a Muchsakas on the moment. Therefore, this she told Zikadiyamit Yasapirish Lepirusha, the Isha is not Nemenes, being that we're talking about discussing La'acham Misasa, the Isha died. And in such a case, Rav Pa'omim Bishas Misa, the moment goes to the Baal. We look at the Baal as the Muchzak on the moment already, and therefore the Isha does not have an Emanus, this that she said Bishas Misasa, the moment of Shaponi, she's not an Emanus, the Mitzi Miyad, the Muchzakas of the Baal, the Baal is already considered on the Muchzak on the moment as soon as the Isha died. This Machlekis is also again explaining the beginning of the Braisa. The Allah of the Braisa told us, we're Mekabalim Pictonis Min Anoshim, but Kibal Min Isha, if one is already Mekabal Pictonim from an Isha, the Allah is Yachsel Isha, gives it back to the Isha. According to the Rajba and Taisus, it's understandable why Kibal Min Isha is Yachsel Isha, being that we assume the Mammon which is Tachas Yoda belongs to her. So therefore, it's Yachsel Isha, but one who accepted the Pictonim should return it to the Isha, he should assume this Mammon is her Mammon. Mashenkin, according to the Shita of the Ramban, that we assume this is Nichse Milog, so Kibal Min Isha, why is it that Yachsel Isha, the Chayri should have to be my dear, the Baal, he should have to tell the husband that this is Mammon that's Tachas Yad Isha that belongs to him, it's Nichse Milog, and he should be being Eichel Peris. And the Ramban is Mefarish, this that we say Kibal Min Isha, Yachsel Isha, is not because we assume the Mammon belongs completely to the Isha and the Baal has no schus on it. This that we say Yachsa the Isha is because the Baal doesn't lose out anything by this that he was Mekabla Pekadim from an Isha and he returned it back to the place where he found it. If one is returning a Pekadim exactly from the place he received it, he's not being Mafsa the Baal Mechlal, in such a case he's doing nothing wrong. Therefore, Kibul Min Isha, being that we don't know who this moment belongs to, Yachsa the Isha, he returns the moment exactly to the place where he received it from. The Baal doesn't lose anything by this that he accepted a Pekadim and returned it to where he found it, in such a case. He's just machzir to the makam shalokach b'menu, and therefore Kibul Min Isha is yachzir l'isha. Similar to this yisoid, which we said to explain the Ramban, that one is machzir pekodim to the makam shalokach b'menu, and this is mekayim is halacha. The Braisa says halacha in mekablam pektoinis min anoshim u'min avodim, and the Braisa is mesayim what the halacha of Kibul Min Isha and Kibul Min Eved. The Rashbam and the Vyamaschi yachzir the rabbi is mechalik between the Isha and the Eved. By Isha, we do not assume the Isha was going to be Balea. It's a chash, and if one should not be Mekabel of Pekodim, because he may be being Messiah, the Oivre Averia. But once he's Kibul Min Isha, in such a case, we assume the moment is of the Isha. And if the Isha is in this Garsha, one returns the moment to the Isha, even though the Baal will not get this money, Bechlal, he assumes the moment is Shal Isha. Mashenki, when it comes to an Eved, we assume the Eved was going to the moment from Adonai, we assume he was going to the moment from Rabbi. And therefore, in the case of Nishtacher of the Eved, Dr. Ashbam and Mir Beinai, in Nishtacher, Eved Achakach Meis, Yachsil, the Rabbi, you return the moment back to the Rabbi. In the case where the Eved died, Achashichr, therefore the moment that he owns really should go to his Yorshim, Dr. Ashbam, you return the money back to Adonav, you return it to his master. Being that we assume the Eved was going to the moment from his master, so we don't assume the moment is his, and therefore one returns the money back to the Rabbi and not to the Yorshim of the Eved. The Taisus Rid is Chalik and the Ashbam, and the Taisus Rid holds that the Eved and Isha are the same. Just like in this Garisha, Isha and she dies, we give the moment to the Yoshim, we assume the moment is the Isha's moment and it goes to her Yoshim. So too by an Eved and Ishtachar, also the Halacha is, we assume it belongs to the Eved and one gives the moment back to the Yoshim of the Eved and not to the Rabbi, not to Adonai, one returns the moment to the Yoshim of the Eved, being that we assume the moment is of the Eved. In fact, the Rashbam, if the Rashbam holds, we assume the Eved was going to the moment from Adonav, if we assume he stole it from his master. In fact, the Rashbam, why is the halacha kibul min Eved yachsel Eved? If we assume that the moment was stolen from the master, l'chay, once you return the money back to the master, why is the halacha kibul min Eved yachsel Eved? And it's only if it's in the shtachru meis, zok the Rashbam, in such a case, once you return the moment back to Rabbi. Why don't we say, oh, he's kibul min Eved yachsel la'odin, being that we assume the Eved was going to the moment from his master? And from the Rashbam, it's mavur, like we explained in the Shitas Ramban, just like we explained in the Ramban, there's a halacha of one is machzor the pikadon to the mokam shalokach mimenu. He returns the pikadon back to the place where he took it from. So too the Rashbam holds by an eved. One who is makabel a pikadon in an eved, yachzor le'eved, being that he's makabel the pikadon from the eved, he could be machzor the pikadon back to the mokam shalokach mimenu. He gives the pikadon back to the place where he received it, and with this, he is potter from his chiyuv, and from this that he received the pikadon, he's not doing anything wrong by returning back the pikadon to the mokam shalokach mimenu. It's only negay in a case of nishtachar or eved, and then the eved is mace. In such a case, one cannot give the pikadon back to the mokam shalokach mimenu, being that the eved is no longer alive. In such a case, Dr. Rashbam, being that we assume the eved stole the moment from the adnan, we assume he stole it from the master. In such a case, the halach is one returns the pikadon back to the master and not back to the eved. The Ramban brings a number of rayas to Shita that a isha is not nemenes on moman which is tachas yotet, to say this moment is completely hers and the baal has no schus in it. We assume it's nichse milug and the baal is still eichel peris. One of the rayas the Ramban brings is from the halacha mentioned in the braisa. The braisa says if it's kibul min isha, if one is makabel of pekodin from the isha, imesa yachzel abayla. If the isha dies, one returns the pekodin back to the husband. He does not give the pekodin to the yorshim of the isha. He gives the pekodin back to the husband. And the Rashbam is mefarish because miman of shachir belongs to the husband. If the mamon was the husband's mamon, then for sure once you return it to the husband. And I feel if we assume that the mamon was really the isha's mamon, the baal is the yerush on the isha's mamon, and therefore being that the baal is the yerush on the isha's mamon, one is machzor the pikadon back to the baal, because miman of shach, this mamon now belongs to the husband. So the Ramban, if we have to say the isha is nemenes on mamon which is tachas yodah, we assume she's considered a muchsekes, and she could say the baal has no schus in this mamon bechlal. She could say someone gave her this moment almanash in the balich with shuspa, that somebody gave her this moment almanash, the baal has no schus bechlal in it, and in such a case the baal would not be yerish the moment. If the Bryce is telling us imeisa yachzel abayla, Dr. Ramban, we see that we assume this moment is nichse milug. We don't assume the isha that managed to say that the baal has no schus in the moment who was given almanash in the balich with shuspa, only we assume it's nichse milug, and therefore the baal is the yerish on the moment, and the halacha is imeisa yachzel abayla. The Machne Fayim in the Cheschiyah Ma'atana is Nestapik. He has a simon on this Nidin. What is the halacha if one gives mamon to an isha amenashe in the bailech v'shuspa? What is the halacha when the isha dies? The isha now has mamon that was given to amenashe in the bailech v'shuspa. Is the baal yevish the mamon or the baal is not yevish the mamon? Do we say that amenashe in the bailech v'shuspa only helps for the halacha of nichsim? We look that the baal should not be eichel peris. Or do we say this, that the person gave her the moment with the tenai of amanashi in the baalach v'shuspa, it's mehanik mafkiya the baal, that the baal has no shaykhis and no schusim in this moment bechlal, and even if it's meisa isha, the baal is not yerish this moment. Zok the Machne Fayim is arrived from this Ramban, that the Ramban holds if one gives moment to the baal amanashi in the baalach v'shuspa, in such a case the baal would not be yerish the moment, and therefore the Ramban holds he has arrived from the halacha of our brais of meisa yachzel abayla. If the isha dies, one returns the pikadon back to the husband because the husband is yerush the mamon. Zok the Ramban, we see that we don't assume it was given with amanashi in the bailech v'shuspa, the isha's muchzakas doesn't help. We see from this that the Ramban holds if it would have been given with amanashi in the bailech v'shuspa, in such a case the baal would not be yerush. Mashiach in the sheet of the Rashba and Tosfos who hold that the isha is not menace to say the mamon is given to amanashi in the bailech v'shuspa, this that the Braisa says in Mesa Yachzel Abayla, L'chayris Mevua from Tosfos and the Rashba, that they hold even the moment that's given Amanashe in the Bailech V'shuspa, the Baal is still considered the Yerush, and the Tanai is not Mahanit Mafkir, the Schus, the Baal has to be Yerush the moment, it's only Mahanit Mafkir, the Nichsa Milog, that the Baal should not be Eichel Peris. The Machne Frey asks on this that the Ramban holds, if one gives moment to an Isha Amanashe in the Bailech V'shuspa, the Baal is not Yerush the moment. In fact, the Machne Fayim, I feel if it's Mahani, the tonight Mafkir, the schus of the Baal, the Baal should not be the Yerush. But there is no other Yerush other than the Baal. The Baal is the only Yerush on the moment of the Isha. Nobody else has been Yerush this moment. So I feel if he's Mafkir, the schus of the Baal, who should be Yerush the moment then? So like the Machne Fayim, it's like Domi to the Sugin, Yeshneichon and Avkuf Chavavam is Beis. The Gemara, the Mishnah has a Nidin. If one wants to be master, that one of his sons should not be Yerush, and he wants to give the moment to the other brothers. And the Gemara has a need in the whether or not such a tnai is mahani, if one can be masnet to switch that one son should not be yerush to. The Gemara is the sugya of masnet mashakosu batoya, if one can mafkir the schus erusha from one of his sons. In that case, in Yeshneichlin, one is being mafkir that one son should not be yerush, but the other sons are all be'etzim yerushim. So as soon as in mafkir the schus from one son, memela, all the other sons are yerush, they're memela, memali, mekoimia, and they're yerush the moment, because they already have a din that they are yerushim of this moment. Mashenki, when it comes to a baal, there is no other yerush other than the baal. So I feel if one is mafkir the schus from the baal, but there is no other yerush to take the moment. So how is it mahani the tnai that one is being masne al manashi and the baalach rishus, but the baal should not be yerush the moment? So the machne frayim is mevuf in the amban holds even when the baal is the yerush and the sons of the isha and the kravim of the isha are not being yerush a moment. It's not the pshat they lose the din yerush bechlal. They are still considered yerushim. They're considered secondary yerushim. The baal is the ikki yerush and the baal takes the moment. But when mokim the one is misalik, the schus of the baal, the other yerushim are imdim bim kaimon. The other yerushim still have a loch of a yerush. And if the baal doesn't take the moment, if one is misalik, the din yerusha from the baal, in such a case, the moment goes to the next level yerush. It goes to banav or to her most karev dikka karev, the one who is yerush her moment. That they are always have a loch of a yerush. So as soon as the baal is misalik from the moment, they are imdim bim kaimon to be yerush the moment, and therefore the moment goes to them. Al Kapanim, to summarize, we said over the machlikas of Rishonim of Mammon that's Taches Yad Isha, the Isha and Menes to say the Baal has no schus in it. The Amban holds the Mammon as Allah of Nichsem Yilug and the Baal is still Eichel Peris. The sheet of the Taisis and the Rajb is that the Isha and Menes to say the Baal has no schus in it was given to Amanashi and the Baalach Rishuspa. And Alpi this, they argue on many different Nikudis and Abrais and the Pirish Agamara. The Braisa was Messiah with the Allah of Yasek Kipirushon, the Ikka the Amri Yasek Pirish Lipirushon, the Gives of Revi Shonim that is a Machlaikis. If the Isha is not menaced to say Bishas Misasa, then Mamanah shall plainly or not. It's like the Amban from the fact that the Isha is not not menaced, it's Yanaman, the Amri Yasek Pirish Lipirushon, we see the Isha is not not menaced to say the Mamanah Zeus, and therefore she's not not menaced to say shall plainly. This that the first Lashon held in Yasek Lekipirushin that the Isha is Nemenes, like the Amban Api the Yerushalmi, that Peshas Misas, the person is not Meshaka, and therefore she's Nemenes to say the moment is Shoplaini. The sheet of the Rajba and Taisvis is they hold that Isha is Nemenes, the moment which is Tachas Yodet, to see that say that the Baal is no Schus in the Pechlal, and therefore it's good the Lashon of the Brice of Yasek Kipirusha, being that she's the Muchsik, she could say the moment is Shoplaini. This that the second Lashon holds Yasek Pirish Lepirusha, the Rajba is Mefarish, being that it's Akam Misasa, and the moment was Yotzim Itachas Yoda, and it goes to the Yad of the Yerushim already, and Reiv Pa'am, Reiv the moment by an Isha is Motzi, is really the Baal's moment, and Reiv Pa'am, the Baal is Yerush to Isha, and such, therefore in this case we assume the Baal is not considered the Muchzik on the moment, and therefore the Isha no longer is an Amonis to say the moment is Shoplaini, Memelitz Yasek Pirish Lepirusha, and the money gets returned to the Baal, and not to the one who the Isha said it belongs to. We said over in Afkaminus from this machlekes also in the Pirush of the Braisa, Kibo min Isha, Yachzel Isha, when returns the moment to the Isha, according to the Taisis and the Rajbis, understand why it's Yachzel Isha. According to the Ramban, it's difficult to understand why it's Yachzel Isha, Lechay, one should give the moment back to the Baal, being at the Baal is Eichel Peris. And we said over that the Ramban holds that a person who's returning a Pekadon, he's Machzit to Makam Shalokach Mimanu. And being that he took the moment from the Isha, he can return it back to the Isha. And Mimela, the Allah of Yachzel Isha is not because he thinks we assume it belongs to the Isha, only because he could return the Pekadim back to the Makam Shalakach Mimenu. And we said over there's also a Isha for the Ashbam. The Ashbam was Mechal between the Allahs and Abraisa of Noshim and Avodim. When it comes to Noshim, if it's Nizgarsha, Isha, and the Isha's Mesa, the moment goes to her Yarshim, being that we don't assume the Isha stole it from the husband. Mashenki by an Eved, the Ashbam, if it's Nishtachar, Eved, and he's Mace, one still returns the money back to the Odin, being that we assume the Eved stole the money from the Odin, we do not give it to the Yerushim of the Eved, only the Mammon gets returned to the Odin, because we assume the Eved stole it from the Odin. The Taisis Rid is Chalik and the Ashbam, the Taisis Rid holds that Eved is like Isha, and the Shtachar Eved, who makes one returns the Mammon back to the Yerushim of the Eved. Effective Ashba on the Ashbam, if we assume the Eved stole it from the Odin, why is the Allah Akivim and Eved, Yachzal Eved, why does one not return the Mammon back to the Odin, being that we assume he stole it from the Odin? And the Chayris Mavuah from the Ashbam, like this that we said in the Amban, one who takes a Pekadon from a Eved, it's Yachzel le'Eved, he can return the Pekadon back to Makam Shalakach Mimenu, and therefore one who is not the Mun Eved, it's Yachzel le'Eved. We said over also the Amban brings a right to Yeshita from the Aloch and the Braisa, if Mesa Isha, it's Yachzel le'Bailo. The Baal is considered the Yerush on Isha's moment, if it's Mesa Isha, one returns it to the Baal, because the Manashach, this moment belongs to the Baal. Zok the Amban, if the Allah will be the Isha's Nemenis to say in the Baal Lech Rishuzba, the moment should go to the Yerushim of the Isha, the Baal is not considered the Yerush. to machnefai minochas chiyu matana at an eden. What's the halacha if one gives mamon to an isha amnashin lebaylech v'shuspa? Is that enough to mafkia the schus mamon from the baal, that the baal should not be yevish to isha or not? And it's mabua from the amman and arsugi that the amban holds if one gives mamon to an isha amnashin lebaylech v'shuspa, in such a case the baal would not be considered the yevish. Alkocha from this that it's if meisa isha yachse lebaylech, we don't assume the mamon was given to the isha amnashin lebaylech v'shuspa. And Tosis in the Rashba l'chayra hold if one gives mamon to an isha menashin lebaylech v'shuspa, the baal is still considered the yoyrish. The tnai is not mehanik to mafkir the schus yerusha from the baal. In fact, the machnefayim and the amban, if the tnai is mehanik to mafkir the baal, why would the mamon go to the yoshim of the isha? Even if the baal he was mafkir the schus yerusha from the baal, but who should the mamon go to? There is no other yoyrish. The baal is the only yoyrish on this mamon. There's nobody else who has a din of a yoyrish to be yoyrish to isha's mamon. So the machnefai is revealed from the Ramban that even the makom the baal is being yoyrish to isha, it's not mafkia the shem yoyrish from the secondary yoshim, from the bonav of the isha, from the closest yoyrish of the isha, that they still have the halach and the din of a yoyrish. And as soon as one is misalik the din yoyrish from the baal that he lost his schus to be yoyrish this moment, in such a case the secondary yoyrish, the bonav or the closest korev, they would come to be yoyrish, and therefore amnashin the baalach v'shuspa is mehani that the baal is not yoyrish and it goes to the yoshim of the isha. On the etzem halacha mentioned in the braisa kibul min aisha yachsa leisha, which places holds the mean that one is mekabel mamim a pikadim from the isha, he's machzer back to the isha. We assume the mamim which is tachas yad aisha belongs to the isha. So places this is only kolzman the mamim is tachas yad aisha. In tokaf abal, if the baal went and grabbed the mamim away from the isha, now the mamim is tachas yad abal. In such a case, the isha is not nemenis. The baal is nemut to say it's his mamim and the isha took it from him. Once the baal was typhus from the isha, now the mamon is tachas yodai. In such a case, the baal is nemon. And the chayyid is a tmiya. We don't usually find such a halach if one is typhus mamon chaveri bifnei bezdin, bifnei edim. If one was tukfa bifaneinu, in such a case, it does not make one into a muchzik. A tfisa akash acha asafik, a tfisa bifaneinu bifnei edim, in such a case, it will not make the one who was typhus into a muchzik. So I did that by baal and isha, it's cholok from regular two people. But Reuven is typhus mamon from Shimon. We do not say Reuven is the muchzik if we saw Reuven be typhus from Shimon. So why if the baal is takaf from the isha, if the baal was typhus the mamon from the isha, we say now the baal is considered the muchzik and the baal is nemon to say that the mamon is his and the isha took it from him. Maishna baal and isha from every two people that talk from Bifanenu does not make one into a muchzik. When it comes to a baal and a isha, the isha doesn't have the cheskas kol ma shetachas yad odim shaloyu. She does not have the mom the teres avade that we know bevade this mom in the service being that it's tachas yado. Dr. Bachonim, being that it's a dover motzi, then nichse a baal should be biyada isha. Therefore, we cannot assume a chazaka that anything that's biyada isha, we could assume it belongs to the isha. Being that it's motzi mom and a baal biyada, there's always a chash that maybe it belongs to the baal, so she does not have a cheskas kol ma shetachas yad odim shaloyu. Only because when it's tachas yada, we assume it's her, she still has it. It's ain moiti and mimena, misafk, we can't be moiti mamon from her. But she doesn't have the teres vada, the cheskas kol masha tachas yada odim shaloyu. Dr. Bachonin, in such a case, where all she has is that misafk, we can't be moiti the mamon from her. Therefore, if the baal is typhus it, and now the baal is holding on to the money, we can't take it away from the baal and give it back to the isha, being that the isha never had a teres vada. If it was tukfa before Nenu, the baal took the money, now it's tachas yodai, the baal becomes the muchzik, and in such a case, the baal is nemut to say that the mamon is his, and the isha can't be moitzi the mamon mimena, even though normally a tukfa before Nenu does not make one into a muchzik. The chazanish in the kutim simin hei, a zayin is mefarish differently, and the chazanish is mechadish a muchzik, that be'etzem all mamon that's biyara isha is really muchzik to the baal. The baal betzim has a mechzakus because the mamon of isha, the mamon of the baal is motzi by the isha. We assume that any mamon she has is really the baal's mamon, and therefore the baal is really considered a muchzik on the mamon. Like the chaznish, it's only to loy nigmar cheskosai, being that it's not tachas yodai, he's not holding on to it. He does not actually holding on to the money. It's loy nigmar cheskosai. Zok the chazanish, when the baal is toifus the moment from the isha, so now it's nigma the chazaka, and he's considered a full muchzik, even though it wasn't tachas yaday, but being that there's a chazaka that we assume, or a moment that's biyada isha, is belongs to the baal, when the baal is toifus it, it's nigma cheskasa, and now the baal is considered a muchzik, and he's never to say this moment is his, and does not belong to the isha. And the chazanish is mayrich on this muchzik, that there's times that you can find a muchzik, that a person can be muchzik on moment, afil if it's ain't a tachas yaday. If we could assume it's his mamon, if the mdavar amotzi should be that this mamon is his, a person can be considered a muchzik on it. So the chazanish in our case also being that it's motzi, that mamon biyada isha really belongs to the baal. Therefore, the baal is really considered the muchzik, only it's like nigmar cheskos, it calls matinet hachas yodin, therefore, zaktaisvus takvu takvu bifaneinu helps. But Hakoponim is saying over Allah from Toises that even though the Isha is considered a muhzekis and she's the menace to say that the mammon is hers and the Baal has no schusim in this mammon and it's ain't the Baalich Rishus, but it's completely hers, it's not a regular muhzekis. And if the Baal is toifis the mammon from the Isha, in such a case the Baal is never to say the mammon is his. And we are mazbe this either because Isha doesn't have the cheskas kolma, being that the mammon of Isha is motzi, the mammon of the Baal is motzi out of Isha, she has a loch of al tetzianim misafik, and if the Baal is toifis it, the Baal is now the muhzek. Or like the Chaznish is mechadish a new musik that a person could have a muhzakas that feels at holding on to moment. If in Svara we assume this moment is his, the Chaznish means Mishom for a chas, that if the Svara is that this moment belongs to one of the two people, in such a case he's considered a muhzak. So if the Chaznish, in this case the Baal is really considered a muhzak, it's only the Nigma Cheskasi until he's taifas from the Isha. Now with the Tzvist, that Nigma Cheskasi and he's considered a full muhzak. The Gemara brings a halacha itma echad min ha'achin shayin noisiv and noisim b'seich habayis. He was being noisiv and noisim b'seich to tfusas habayis. The nechostna fell to all the brothers b'yerusha. V'ya'oinus u'shtmar shtaris yaitzun ha'ashmai. He had shtaris that were nichtav that were yaitzah ha'ashmai. And he claimed shaliyim that they're his personally, that they were nafal to him. He beis avi'imu. It's yerusha he got from beis avi'imu. And it's not really a chedek of the tfusas habayis. The Gemara brings a machloikis. Amarav olav lahavi raya. This ach has to bring a raya that the nechostim are his. And Shmuel says, "Ala achin la viraya," that the ach who's neisiv neisiv b'seich habayis is considered the muchzik, being that the shtaris were nichtav al shmoi. We assume they are really his, and the achin, if they want to be mighty from him and say that it's really the shtaris are nichtav, are supposed to be nichtav to the tvusas habayis, it's aleim la viraya. And the Gemara is Messiah, "Amar Shmuel moide liabo shemeis ala achin la viraya." The Rav is masking if the ach who's being neisiv and neisiv b'seich habayis dies. In such a case, it's ala achin la viraya. The Yisayimim do not have to bring a riot to say that the Nechosim really belong to their father. It's Taninim to the Yisayimim that the Nechosim belong to their father. It's Allah Achim Navi Raya. In fact, the Papa Akasha Klum Taninim Liliyasmi Midid Laitor Nuavun. How can we have a Taninim to the Yisayimim to have the Yisayimim be more Nemun than the father himself would have been Nemun? If the Halacha Rav held was that it's Allah Achim Navi Raya, that he has to bring a riot, these Nechosim are his, how is it that when he dies we say the Yisayimim do not have to bring a riot, then Rav is Maskim Allah Achim Navi Raya? And the Gemara brings a raya from Dvorim Asim Lahashu Laaskir that Rabbah was Mapik Zuga Disarbal of a Sifra that Agadda from the Yisayimim, being that it's Dvorim Asim Lahashu Laaskir and their father would not be Nemo to say it's his. The Aloha of Dvorim Asim Lahashu Laaskir is that the Marakamel is Nemo to say it's his. The one holding it is not considered a Muchzik. Rabbah was Mapik the Zuga Disarbal of the Sifra that Agadda from the Yisayimim. We do not say Tanina for the Yisayimim more than the father himself would have been Nemon. And so the Gemara, this should be a tzustel, the Hudin over here also, we should say that the Yisayim are not more Neman than the father was Neman. And being that Rav held it's Allah, Allah, Viraya, who are then the Yisayim should not be Neman, and we should be mighty until the Yisayim being arrived that these Nechosim belong to their father. And the Gemara leads us by Akasha, the Gemara blies by Akasha, why Kuntaninan Luliyasmi Midi, that the father wouldn't have been Neman. The Hashbam brings the Alocha, the Vimaskal Kasha, he brings Bishem Rabbeinu Chananel, and even though the Gemara leaves it by Akasha, Afilu Ochi, the Alocha is like Shmuel, that Moide Rav, that if he's Meis Allah Achel Naviray, in such a case, it's Taninun Lu to the Yisayimim, and even though the father himself would not have been Nemon, in a case where he's Meis, it's Allah Achel Naviray. And the Hashbam also brings Bishem Rabbeisov, that anytime the Gemara leaves it by Akasha, it's not the same as a Tiyufto. A Tiyufto is slugging up the Pshad, and in such a case, we don't pass on the Alocha, but by Akasha, the Gemara has a Teretz, the Gemara is just not bringing any Teretz, the Gemara leaves it by Akasha, and we can still pass on like a Memra, even if the Gemara was Messiah and Bekushya. And the Hashbam is Chaylik, the Hashbam holds if the Gemara leaves it by Akasha, it's the same as a Tiyufto. And mean that the Gemara over here leaves it by Akasha, so then we don't paskin like Shmuel, and Afilo, a case where it's Meis, we paskin like Rav originally, that it's Alav Lavi Raya, and Afilo, if it's Meis, we don't say Taninan Luli Yisayimim, because the Taina of Papa, of Klum Taninan Luli Yasmin, more than the father himself would have been Neman, and being that the father himself would not be Neman, by being that he's Neisiv Neisim Meseich Habayis, who I didn't if he's Meis also, the Halacha is, that we say it's Aleim Lavi Raya, the Yisayim have to bring the Raya, and not the Achim. Hakoponim, the Hashbam is bringing a machlokes at a paskin, whether or not we paskin Shmuel's halacha, if when the Gemara is Messiah Bekushya and not Betiyufta, do we still paskin the halacha of Moideli Rav, the Rav will be masking by Immeis halacha Navi Raya. The Chassam Sofer is mefarish this machlokes of at a paskin, whether or not we paskin like Shmuel's halacha, the Rav is masking if it's Meis halacha Navi Raya differently. And Mitchila, we have to makdim a machlokes and how to explain Shita's Rav. Rav says that the Echom and Achim that was Neisiv and Neisim Meseich Habayis and the Ashtaris that are Nichtav al Shemoy Zog Rav it's Olav Lahavi Raya. There's a Machlekes of Rishayim that Agoyis HaShvi brings two Shittas. What does it mean Olav Lahavi Raya? What kind of Raya does he have to bring? The Shittah of the Rivam is that he has to bring a Raya that he has any Nechosim. He got a Yerushim based on the Iman. He has his own Nechosim that he has outside of the Tvus Habayis. As long as he has a raya that he has any amount of nechasim that was nafal loy mi beis avi'imo, he has other nechasim outside of the two sabayis, then we assume any shtaros that nechtav al shemai is never to say they are his. But if he has no nechasim bechlal, if he doesn't have any other money that he can bring a raya to that he owns outside of the two sabayis, then that's when the law of Rav applies, that's a love raya, that he has, even though the shtaros are nechtav al shemai, he has to bring a raya that they're his, other than the shtar was nechtav al shemai. And the Agoy Sashvi brings the second sheet to the Agoy Sashvi brings B'shem Rabbeinu Baruch. Rabbeinu Baruch holds he has to bring a raya that he has a Yerushalmi Beis Avi Ima, the amount of, that we are discussing. If there's a shtar that was Nechtav al Shemoi for a karka of $100, he has to bring a raya that it was Nafalo Yerushalmi Beis Avi Ima with $100 worth of value. And if he once had money, $100 worth of value, in such a case we could assume that this karka was Nechtav al Shemoi is taka his. But if he does not have a raya that he owns that amount of money that the karka that we are handling, the shtar that was nechtav al shtemoi, he never had, he can't bring a raya that he had that amount of money out of the tvusas abayis. In such a case, that will be Rav's halacha, it's a love raya. He is not nemun to say that the shtar is his, and we give it to the achim, we assume it belongs to the tvusas abayis. And the mashmoy said, the Rambam in Perek Tes Milchus Nachlus halacha zayin, the Rambam says, a love raya, shenafala yerusha acheris, a motzim mitziyah v'zach v'matana. The Rambam's Mashvi has to bring a raya that any Yerusha fell to him or any Mitzir that he found, not to the value of this that the shtar was Nichtav al Shtemoi. He doesn't have to bring a raya that he had a full $100 worth. He has to bring a raya that he had other money out of the Tvusas Abayis. And once we know that he has other money out of the Tvusas Abayis, then we can be Samech being that the shtar was Nichtav al Shtemoi. Mistama it says. There is a third sheet to that. Goyis Maimini in Perek Tes Milchus Nachlus brings B'shem the Rav Yoh that not only has to bring a raya that it was Nafla Yerushalmi Beis Avi'imo, that he has other money outside the Tvusas Abayis. So to Rav Yoh, he has to bring a raya that this karka is his. He can't just bring a raya that he once had such amount of money outside the Tvusas Abayis, and then we'll assume that the shtar that's Nichtav al Shemoi is Emes. So to Rav Yoh, he has to bring a raya other than this that the shtar was Nichtav al Shemoi, he has to bring another raya that this karka is his and not a chedek of the Tvusas Abayis. It's a love iraya. The achin are considered the muchsik, and he has to be mighty the moment from the achin. He has to be gavaya that this karka is actually his. And the pirush in this machleik is toisus and divya maschul moideli abba, and it's similar pshat is found in the rush. They explain what is Shmuel's halacha that moideli abba in meis ala achin love iraya. What's the pshat in Shmuel's halacha that if this ach dies, we say it's ala achin love iraya taninim luli yisaimim. If the father himself would not have been neman, we assume these nechasim belong to the brother, why is it when he dies we give it to the yisaimim and we say ala achin avi raya, and we don't say that the yisaimim have to bring the raya that this karka belonged to their father? And Tosis and the Rosh explain, be'emesin being that the shtar is nechtav al shemoi, we assume the brothers being neisiv and neisiv m'sech habayis is the muchzik, and we assume the shtar is and the karka is really his, and he is the muchzik. This that Rav told us, a love raya, is being that he can't bring a raya to the nechasim is, and normally when people own nechasim, they can bring a raya that this karka is theirs. So there's a reis in this that he can't bring a raya. So being that he's a shvacher and muchzik, because he's being neisiv and neisiv m'seich habayis, he doesn't have a chazaka gemura, he doesn't have a full chazaka. And now there's a reis in this that he can't bring a raya that the karka is his, and in most cases people can bring a raya that the karka is his. So betzirif this, that he's a narach, he doesn't have a chazaka gemura, and he can't bring a raya that the karka is his. These two reyeses together, we might see the moment and we give it to the brothers. And that's the way Tosis and the Rosh HaMefarish, that if it's Moideli Abba Shemes, if this brother dies, so then all we have is a Chazaka Shein Negmura, but we have no raya from this that the Yisayim can't bring a raya. It's not a Tainan, the Yisayim, why they can't bring a raya to the Nechasim belong to their father. Yisayim don't know about the father's Nechasim. So being in such a case, we don't have this reyes that he can't bring a raya that the Nechasim is his. All we have is this that it's a Chazaka Shein Negmura. Therefore, then in such a case, the Yisayim are Yashin from their father. The father was the Muchzik, and the Achan cannot be Maitiyat from the Ach who was Nesim Mesech Abayis. Zok Shmuel, the halacha, the rabbi is maskim and meis, it's ala achan lavi raya. The brother was considered a muchzik, and now that he's meis, the Yisayim get the nechasim because there's no reyesa for this, that they can't bring a raya that the karka belong to their father. The Rashbam and Divya Maschel, Shem Meis, is also mashma like this pshat of Tosis and the Rosh. The Rashbam at the end of the Divya Maschel explains, Kisha ach atzmei kayim, rabbi was matlan him to bring a raya, dim iso de shaloihu mamen ze, yochel lechapois filim tse raya. If it would be that it would be his, he would be able to bring a raya. Vim loyi motzei raya yafsid. If he can't find a raya, he is mafsid. It's mashma because if when he's alive, he should be able to find a raya. When he can't bring a raya, that's how mafsid him. But rather, the ach is considered the muchzik. It's only this that he can't bring a raya is a siba to be mafsid him. And the chay with this mehalach is the pshat and the rivom and Rabbeinu Baruch. This that the rivom and Rabbeinu Baruch said that the ach does not have to bring a raya according to the rav. That the karka is actually his. All he has to bring a raya to is that he got a Yerushalmi Makam Acher and he has other money after the Tvusas Abayis. According to the Rami, he has to bring a raya that he has some money out of the Tfusas Abayis, and according to Rabbi Nebaruch, he has to bring a raya that he has that amount of money shoved to the karka that they're downing over. But Al Kaponim, he doesn't have to bring a raya that the karka actually is, he just has to bring a raya that he had in the chosim out of the Tfusas Abayis. And it was seen that they understood, like Tosis and the Rosh, they're understanding that Be'emes and the Achus, Noisiv and Noisim B'Seich Abayis, is the Muchsik, and he's the Muchsik on this karka, and the Achen are being mighty from him. It's only with the Taina that he should be able to bring a raya, that's how they're being mighty from him, because why can't you bring a raya that the karka is yours? And it's not always the Taina on a person that he can't bring a raya that the karka is his, but Al Kaponim, he should be able to bring a raya that he has some Nechosim after the Tfusas Abayis. If he had any amount of money after the Tfusas Abayis, he should have some amount of raya to some of the Nechosim that he has. So Zif was Dr. Ivom, if he can bring a raya to that he has some money out of the Tfusas Abayis, that's enough to misalik the raya, said to this, that why can't you bring a raya? And according to Rabbeinu Baruch, he has to bring a raya that he has enough money shove it to the karka, that's enough to misalik the raya. So, but Al Kaponim, understanding that Avada, this Ach, who's being Nesav and Nesav and Nesav Abayis, is the Muchsik on the karka, being that the Shtar is on Nichtav al Shemoy. Mashaykin, the Rav Yo said, the Ach himself has to bring a raya that the karka says it's not enough to bring a raya that he has money after the Tfusas Abayis. He has to bring a raya that the karka says other a different raya other than this than the Tshtar is Nichtav al Shemoy. It's been seen that the Avyo understood not like Tosfos that the Ach and the other brothers are the Muchsak on this karka, being that this Ach is Nesiv and Nesiv B'Seich Abayis. We don't assume this that the Tshtar is Nichtav al Shemoy to be any raya that the karka is his. I mean that it's not a raya b'chlal that the karka is, that Ach and the other brothers are considered the muchzik, and this Ach has to be mighty, has to be a raya that the karka is in order to be mighty from the brothers, and he is not considered the muchzik on this karka. Only the brothers are considered the muchzik on the karka. If it was Dr. Avel, you have to bring a raya gemura. Akoponim, we have a machlikis. What is understanding of Rav's halacha of a love raya? Is it the pshat that the Achin, the other brothers, are the muchzik, and therefore this brother has to bring a raya to be mighty from the Achin, like the Rav Yo? Or is the pshat like Tosis to Rosh, and we said B'shem Rivam and Abayinu Baruch understood that Be'emes and this Ach is the Muchzik. Only he's not a Muchzik Gomer, being that he's the Nesiv Nesim B'Seich Abayis, and B'tzirif the Reyes, so that he can't bring a Raya, we'd be mighty the moment from him and give it to the other brothers. Zogtuch Sam Sefer, if Papa came and was Medame, the Ach was Nesiv Nesim B'Seich Abayis, to Advarim Asim Lahashu Lahaske, and just like by Dvarim Asim Lahashu Lahaske, we are mighty from Yisaimim, who are then an Ach who's being Nesiv Nesim B'Seich Abayis, we are mighty from the Yisaimim. And according to Tosfos, who understood that by Ach is being Nosev and Nosev B'Seich Abayis, the Ach is considered the Muchzik and we're being Moitzi because it's not a Muchzik Gomer, but see if the Reyesa. Our Kochuk Rav Papa understood who was in Dvarim Asim Lahashu Lahaske is the same thing. That by Dvarim Asim Lahashu Lahaske, Be'emes, the person holding on to a Dover Asim Lahashu Lahaske, is considered the Muchzik on these Metaltalin. And it's only B'tzir if this that he can't bring a Raya that these Metaltalin are his, that we are Moitzi the Metaltalin and we give it back to the Marakamo. As Dr. Chassam Sefer, Papa is a Chiddush. Remember, when the Gemara blies by Akasha, we can answer this question that Dvar Masim Lahashu Lahaske is different. The one holding the Dvar Masim Lahashu Lahaske is not considered a Muchzik Bechlal, being that it's Osi Lahashu Lahaske, this that he's holding on to it, does not make him a Muchzik Bechlal on these Metaltalin. And therefore, even though the Gemara blied by Akasha, the Rishonim are saying we pass him like Shmuel, because their Papa's Dimion is a Chiddush Dege Dimion. So Meir Lefitosis and the Rosh is understandable that even though the Gemara leaves it by Akasha, that their Papa understood this to be a Dimion, but we could answer the Dimion and say that it's Ein Adoimit to Dvar Masim Lahashu Lahaske, the Ach was Nesiv Nesim B'Seich Abayis. Because the Ach was Nesiv Nesim B'Seich Abayis is Be'emes in the Muchzik and we're being Meitzi with the Reyesa. Memela when he dies, and by the assignment we don't have this Reyes, so therefore we're not Mitzi from the assignment. We say Tanina Lula Yasmi, and they consider the Muchzik and Allah Achon Avi Raya. Mashaykin, by Dvar Masim Lahashu Lahaske, the one holding these Metaltalin is not considered the Muchzik Bechlal, and therefore if he dies, we'd say the assignment after being arrived that these Metaltalin belong to the father because they are not considered a Muchzik on these Metaltalin. Mashaykin, according to the Das of the Rav Yo said that Achus being Nesiv and Nesim B'Seich Abayis is not considered a Muchzik Bechlal, even though the Shtoris are Nichtav al Shemoy. We assume the other brothers, the Tfusas Abayis, to be a Muchzik, and therefore the Ach has to bring a Raya to be Meitzi from the brothers. Dr. Chassam Sefer, the Rav Yo is the one who paskin like the Rashbam. The Agrois Maimon in Isaiah brings B'Shem the Rav Yo that he said we don't paskin like Shmuel's Halacha, and we paskin in Meis, it's still the Halacha Rav applies that a love Raya, and now the same have to bring a Raya, but we assume the brothers to be the Muchzik on these Nechosim that are Nichtav al Shem, the Ach who is Nifter. Dr. Chassam Sefer, the Rav Yo is going to Shitasai. The Rav Yo holds that the Ach is considered, is the Achin are considered a Muchzik, being that the Ach, this brother, who the Shtar is Nichtav al Shemoy, is being Nesiv and Nesiv B'Seich Abayis, he is not considered a Muchzik of these Nechosim Bechlal, and the other brothers are considered the Muchzik, being that the other brothers are considered the Muchzik, so and the Gemara still wants to say, Moideli Abba, the Rav is maskim in the case of Alameis, Ala Achin, Alvi Raya. That in the case where he dies, then the brothers have to bring a Raya, and on that, the Papa is saying, it's Mamish Doimit Tadvar Masim Lahashu Lahaskir. where if the person is not considered muchzak on the nechasim, because osi lahashu lahaski, if he dies, the yisoyim don't get the nechasim, we still say it to marakamo, his name, and we give it back to the marakamo. And if papa's dimin is namish dimin to the case of achiz ving nesim nesim b'seich habayis, that klum taninin lu liyasim midi d'loitam bu avuin, and we're made of the maskon of the Gemara blies by Akasha, we paskin like a papa and we don't paskin like Shmuel, and therefore we say that a filo of his mace, Rav would still hold it's ala ach, a love, love, iray, it's on the brothers being nesim and nesim b'seich habayis, they has to bring a ray that it's his. And who then is Yisrael and Musaf being a raya is dear, the Rav Yoz going to Shitosoi, that the Achan are considered the Muchzik and not the brothers being Nesiv and Nesiv B'Seich Habayis. We mentioned earlier, the Gemara brings this, that Rav was Mapik Azuga, the Sarvul and the Sifra, the Agadta, Miyasmi, who is Moiti, these came from Yisrael without a raya, by Dvorma, Asuim, Lahashul, Lahazkir. And the Gemara explains, Kiddisholach, Revuna, by Oven, Dvorma, Asuim, Lahashul, Lahazkir, V'Oma, Lekuchine, Biyodi, if Reuven sees Biyad Shimon, Kalim that Reuven is the Marakamon that used to belong to Reuven, Edvarma Asun Lahashul Lahaskir, even though the Kalim are now Biyad Shimon, Shimon is not considered the Muchzik, and Reuven is Nemati, might see the Kalim from Shimon with a tain of Lakuchin and Biyadi. Taisis and Devi Maschel, Edvarma Asun Lahashul Lahaskir asks from the Gemara in Babakama, Daf Kuf Yedal Aramid Beis. The Gemara in Babakama brings the Aloha of a Makir Kalim who's Sfar of Biyad Achir. If Reuven is Makir, his Kalim and his Sfar are now Biyad Shimon. And it was Yotze Shem Gneva Be'ir. It was Yotze Shem that these Kalim were Nigna for Reuven. That Shem went out in the ear that these Kalim are gonna be Manu. And now we find these Kalim be Achimen. Zog the Gemara is Yishova Kama Hoitzi Ve'yitol. Reuven makes a Shvua how much he's being Moitzi Ve'yitol, and he can take these Kalim away from Shimon. Factosis Akasha, why is the Gemara Dafka in the case when it was Yotze Shem Gneva Be'ir? That it was Yotze Akol that these Kalim were Nigna from Reuven. Afilu was not Yotze Shem Gneva Meir. Why would Reuven not be Neman to Moitzi the Kalim from Shimon? Reuven should be Neman with a Migu that he could have said it's She'ulim Heim B'Yadcha. He, being that it's Sif Svarim, like Argamar mentioned, Sifra the Agadda and Svarim are Advarim Asim Lahashu Lahaskir. And Advarim Asim Lahashu Lahaskir, Reuven can tie that to She'ulim B'Yad Shimon, and Shimon would not be considered the Muchzik, and Reuven can be Moitzi them from Shimon. So let Reuven be Neman with a Migu. Migu, we could have said they're Sheulim, Mishiv Nemo, to say that they were Nignav Mimenu, and Shimon got them from the Ganuk, but they're really Kalim Shah Reuven. And Tosis explains further, Ve'ein Leimer, that this Migu is a Migu Da'aza, being that in order to say Sheulim, Shimon knows he did not borrow these Kalim from Reuven. So if Reuven would say Shulim Heim Biyadcha, that I lent them to you, would be A'aza, he's saying something that Shimon knows he's lying. And that's A'aza if he says that they're Nignav, and Shimon bought them from the Ganuk. In such a case, it's not A'aza. So maybe the reason why this migu doesn't work is because the migu da also, and Taisis brings two gemaras as rayas, the gemara in daf lamed aleph omed aleph, and the gemara in ksubis on daf tezvav omed beis, is a raya that a migu da also is mahani. So Taisis imkain, if the migu da also is mahani, then this is a good migu. So why does the gemara say dafka for yotzal leshem gneva beir? Afilu for la yotzal leshem gneva beir. Also, he should be neman to say that these kalim Shimon got them from the ganif and they were gnuvim heim mimani. Migu, we could have said that Shimon borrowed them from him, their shulim heim biyodin, and Dvorim asuim lahashul lahaskir, the marakama can be moitzi from the muchzik, and Reuven can be moitzi these kalim from Shimon. And Tosis gives two terutzim. Tosis brings the teretz of Abbeinu Tam, that the Gemara Baba Kama is discussing a odom that's not osi lahashul lahaskir, he's not a person that would usually borrow kalim from him. And being that he's not a person that would usually borrow kalim from him, in such a case, it does not have the halach of a Dvorim osi lahashul lahaskir. And Reuven would not be Neman to say the Sheulim Heim Biyad Shimon, and Reuven would not be able to Moitzi the Kalim from Shimon, and therefore he has no Migu, and it's Dafkavitz Yotzle Shem Gneva Beir. In such a case, Reuven can be Moitzi the Kalim from Shimon. And Tosis in the second text brings from Maria Rav Doidi, and Maria Harav Doidi says the reason why Reuven is not Neman with a Migu, and it's Dafkavitz Yotzle Shem Gneva Beir is because the Migu Lahitzi, being that the Kalim are now Biyad Shimon, and Reuven is being Moitzi the Kalim from Shimon, it's a migul lahoitzi, and migul cannot be moitzi mammon, and therefore there is no migul. Umemela dafka v'tiyotz l'shem gneva beir. In such a case, Reuven can be moitzi from Shimon, but with the migul atu she'ulim, Reuven cannot be moitzi mammon from Shimon. On this, that Tosis was mechadish that a migul da oza is mehani linyan mammon. The shachin kol a migul brings the rishonim ha'mefarish Tosis. This that a migul da oza is mehani is dafka linyan mammon. It's only b'negei dinei mammonis that a migul da oza is mehani. But b'negel if tui mishvua, one cannot use a migu da'oza to pat himself up from mishvua. And in the beer of this chilek, ayin k'tzay sachoshin simin pei beis, if katan yadal, he says, tup shatim in the chilek between mammon and shvua, and in kaibitshuim chilek beis, simin gimel. He also gives an explanation of what's the chilek, why a migu da'oza is only mahani linyan mammon, but is not mahani to pat one up from mishvua. But in the Iker Alocha, the Tosfos Mechadish and Amigu Da'ozes Mehani, and Tosfos therefore asks on the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yedalid, why is it Dafka Yotzle Shem Gneva Beir? Then Muki Yosef and Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yedalid on Medbeis brings Tosfos and he brings the Teretz of Rabbeinu Tam. And then Muki Yosef is Messiah, Omer Mechabit Mehani, Migu de Meizu, Shwe Zayadeh Shelo Yeshiloi, Zok Fekin Muki Yosef, Tmehani, how is this Migu work? Lachayvitz Amigu Da'oza, he's Meiz being that he knows that Shimon knows that Reuven did not lend the keli to Shimon. Imkain, if Reuven's going to taina that he lent him the keli, Shimon knows he's lying. V'meila, it's amigu da'oza, and amigu da'oza is not mehani. And kiputei, it's machlekes, Taisan and Muki Yosef, whether or not amigu da'oza is mehani. According to Taisan, amigu da'oza is a good migu, and according to the Muki Yosef, amigu da'oza is not a good migu. The Mishnah Melech in Perakhof Aleph, Melchus Malva, V'loive, Allah Aleph, brings a steer in the Muki Yosef, to the Muki Yosef, and Dablam Advav, by the Sugi of Hanu Izi, the Achli Chushla. Muki Yosef is mefurish that amigu da'oza is mehani linyan mamon, and it's only been a geir shvua that amigu da'oza is not mehani. In fact, the Mishnah Melech lechayutz is steven in Muki Yosef. Muki Yosef in Baba Kama is asking on Tosfos that in our case the amigu is not mehani, and stavka vayotzel shem gnei kneva beir, and he's not nem with amigu. We could have said shul and heim beyadcha because it's amigu da'oza. And on the sugan that lamed vav, the Muki Yosef is mefurish that amigu da'oza is mehani linyan mamon, and it's not mehani laftu in mishvua. So the Mishnah Melech and Muki Yosef is mechalek. Amigu da'oza is amigu gorua. It's a shvacher amigu, being that it's a person that does not really want to taina something that it's a ozit to say. And like in our case, he does not really want to say shulim hem biyodcha because Shimon knows that he's lying. Memele, it's amigu gorua. So even though it's a good, it's amigu that's mehani, but it's amigu gorua. It's a shvacher amigu. So the Muki Yosef, in such a case, the amigu is only mehani if it has the siyua of a cheskes moment. If Reuven is holding on to money and he's a muchzik in this moment, and the muchzokas of the moment is misayed that this moment is his, the betziruf, the cheskas moment saying it's his, the migu is also mahani. A migu da'oz is mahani betziruf when has a siyua from the cheskas moment. But if the moment is not biyad Reuven and Reuven's coming to get moment that's not biyadai, or it's moment that's biyad Shimon, he's being moitzi moment from Shimon, in such a case, the migu da'oz is not enough, it's not a good enough migu to be used in a case when it doesn't have a cheskas moment being misayed. Memela, in the case in the Lamed Vav, we are discussing a case that it's Mammon that's already Biyad Reuven that he's telling the Migu on. In such a case, Zokti Nemuki Yosef, the Migu Da'oza, Betziruf Techeskas Mammon is Mahani, and one can use such a Migu. Mashenkein, in our Sugya, by the Gemara Baba Kamad, Afkof Yadar and Mabez, or Amakir, Caleb is for Biyad Acher, when Shimon is holding on to the Caleb and the Sfarim, and Reuven wants to be Neman to be Maitzi the Caleb from Shimon. Hagamitz dvorma asuim lahashel lahaskir, and Shimon's muchzokas is a shvacher muchzokas, or it's not really a muchzik bechlal. We are going to discuss further on in this year what the halacha of dvorma asuim lahashel lahaskir is, and Shimon's not really considered a muchzik. But our kaponim, the moment is not biyad Reuven, it's not tachas yad Reuven, and when the moment is not tachas yad Reuven, in such a case, amigu da'oza is not mehani, and therefore zokin Muki Yosef in the case of Adir is mehani on the Tosfos hack with amigu da'oza being be mehani. Being that it's not betziruf of a cheskas moment, it's not tachas yodin, it does not have the siyu of the cheskas moment. In such a case, amigu da'oza is not enough to be mukim the moment biyad Reuven, and Reuven would not be nemut the amigu, and it's dafka but yotzel shem geneva beir. In such a case, Reuven would be nemut to meitzi that came in from Shimon. On the ikir kasha of Tosfos by Amaka Caleb was far biyad acher. I feel by lo yotzel shem geneva beir. Let Reuven the marakamim be nemut to meitzi from Shimon with amigu. We could have said shulim heim biyadcha. Reuven could say that I lent you these kelim migu that he could have said shulim hem biyotcha. You should remember that they were nignav mimeni and that Shimon got it from a ganif. So why is it dafka by yotzel shem gneva beir? And Tosfos brought two terutzim. Rabbi Natan answered, we're discussing adam shein osi lahashul lahaskir. And in the second teretz, Tosfos brought from Rabbi Avdoidi that the reason why the marakam was not nemu with the migu he could have said shulim hem biyotcha is because migu loitzi le'aminon. And l'chayu, this svara of Meiri Rav Doidi is a kasha. What was Tosfos' kasha, and why is Rabbeinu Tam not answering like Meiri Rav Doidi? L'chayu, amigu lo'itzi le'aminon. So how could Reuven, what was Tosfos' kasha, that Reuven should be named with amigu to be moitzi miyad Shimon? Migu, he could have said, shul me'en biyadcho, l'chayu, it's amigu lo'itzi le'aminon. The Bach and Simen Kufla, Amad Gimel answers that Vais Tais Tosfos in his kasha, and Rabbeinu Tam in the first teretz of Tosfos, hold migu lo'itzi aminon. They hold like these Rishonim that say, migu lo'itzi aminon. The Shach and Simen Kufla Amid Gimel, Sivkot and Yud Gimel brings two terutzim into this kasha. Why is it that Tosfos held that Shvinem with Amigu, Lachayu Amigu Laitzi Le'amin, and the Sfarah of Meiri Avdeidi is correct, Lachayu it's Amigu Laitzi. So the Shach, being that the halacha is by Makke Kelev with Sfarah Biyad Acher, when Reuven is neman, when it's yotzei leshem gneiva beir, and Reuven is neman to be moitzi the kelim yad Shimon, machmas takonas hashuk chazal mesaken that Reuven has to pay Shimon the moment that he lost, being that Shimon bought it honestly from a person he did not know these kelim are ganuv. So after takonas hashuk chazal mesaken that when Reuven is moitzi the kelim yad Shimon, he has to pay back Shimon the amount of money that Shimon paid the person he bought the keli from. Whatever Shimon paid for this keli, Reuven has to pay him back. So the shach, being that Reuven has to pay Shimon back the money, so Reuven is paying money, bim kaim de chayfetz, it's not a migul lahitzi, he's not being moitzi anything from Shimon, even though he's taking the keli, being that he's giving money, bim kaim de keli, Shimon's not really losing anything, he's just losing the etzim keli, but he's getting paid back the shavis of the keli, and that's not considered a migul lahitzi, that's not considered as being moitzi mammon, being that saivi is paying him back the mammon, it's not considered a tzas mammon, in such a case, migul lahitzi arminam, it's not nechshav a regular migul lahitzi, and over here the migul is mahani. And therefore, factatious the kasha by makas kelev is far of biaracher. He should be named a migul. He could have said shulim hem biyadcha. He could have said the shulim and be named to meitzi because it's not a migul meitzi, being that he has to pay for it anyways. The tzoyis and the nesivis ask on the shach. If the shach is right, and the reason why Rabbeinu Tam has the answer we are discussing are adam shein also lahashul lahaskir, and over there it's dafka yotzei leshem gneiva beir. But by an adam that's also lahashul lahaskir, I feel if it's lo yotzei leshem gneiva beir. Reuven is nem with a migul, we could have said shulim heim biyadcha, and the reason why it's not a migul lahitzi zok teshach is because Reuven has to pay back Shimon anyways for the hefsid that Shimon is incurring, because Shimon bought it honestly from he did not know this keli was nignav, and therefore this is takana sashuk that Reuven has to pay him back. In fact, the ksois in the nesiva simkain, in the case when Shimon received it from Atana, and Shimon did not have a hefsid, because Shimon did not pay for this chayfetz, or in a case where the chayfetz is worth more than Shimon paid, Shimon got it at a discount, and the chayfetz is really worth more than what Shimon paid for it, and Reuven only has to pay back the amount that Shimon is losing, so it comes out that it is a migul lahitzi. In such a case, the teretz of Rabbi Natan wouldn't apply, and a feel by a odin that's also lahashu lahaske, also the halacha would be dafka by yotzei leshem gneiva beir. It comes out that there's an afkamina ledina b'makim if Shimon paid for the chayfetz and Shimon did not pay for the chayfetz. If Shimon paid for the chayfetz, we need the teretz of Rabbeinu Tam that it's dafka, the adam that's ain't also lahashu lahaskir, needs yotzei leshem gneiva beir. And if Shimon did not pay for the chayfetz, in such a case, even our adam that's also lahashu lahaskir, Reuven would not be named with a migul because it's a migul loitzi, being that Reuven doesn't have to pay Shimon back. So, if the ksais of the nesivus v'leish tamet shum poisik to tell us this chilek between the halachas, if Shimon paid for the chayfetz, or Shimon did not pay for the chayfetz. And being that we don't find this chilek anywhere, it's not mistava like the shach, that would be the reason why it's not a migul loitzi, because in Cain it's dafka in a case when Shimon paid for the chayfetz, and not a case where Shimon did not pay for the chayfetz. The shach in the second teretz answers, oydeish lechalek, the kivan that he's makir kalef, being that Reuben's makir is kalef, and edim are being me'idim shahayu shaloi, in such a case he's choshev the muchzik, Reuben considered the muchzik, and therefore it's not considered a migul loitzi. And the Shach's words are a little bit sosim, but l'chayre kavanosei is ke'en what we find in the Nesivis in Simin Tzadi Sivkot Ches. And the Nesivis in Simin Tzadi explains, by Dvar Masuim Lahashu Lahaskir, the Toifis, Shimon who's holding the Chayfetz, is not considered the Muchzik. Being that it's Osi Lahashu Lahaskir, the Marakama is considered the Muchzik. Reuven, who used to own this Chayfetz, is considered the Muchzik. And this that Shimon is holding the Keli is not a Raya Bechla that it belongs to Shimon, being that it's Osi Lahashu Lahaskir. So the Nesivis, the Toifis is not considered the Muchzik, the Marakama is considered the Muchzik. Mimela, being that Reuven is considered the Muchzik, by Dvar Masuim Lahashu Lahaskir, it's not considered Migul Loitzi because Shimon's Bechlan are a Muchzik. Migul Loitzi is only when one is being Moitzi from a Muchzik. Being that it's also Lahashu Lahaskir and Shimon's not a Muchzik, Reuven is Nem with a Migul to be Moitzi Miyad Shimon. And the Chayyu, the Pirish over here, the Machlekes between the two Terutzim of the Shach. And this is also the pirush of the machlekes between Rabbi Natan and Meir Rav Doidi is totally in the Chakira. Rav Baruch Ber and Shui, Rav Baruch Ber Chela Gimel, Bar Basra Simin Gimel. He's chaykir in this halacha Dvarim Asuim Lahashu Lahaskir. What is the pshat that the Marakama could be moitzi from the Muchzik, Reuven could be moitzi Miyad Shimon by Dvarim Asuim Lahashu Lahaskir with a tiny shulim heim biyadcha? Is the pshat by Dvarim Asuim Lahashu Lahaskir is ein lehem tfisa klal? This that Shimon is holding them does not bechlal make him a muchzik. It's like karka, that tfisa is not mahani. This that it's tachas yodeh is not, does not make him give him a din of a muchzik. Being that it's osi lahashu lahaskim, there's no raya from this that it's biyodeh, that it's his. The fact that he's holding it doesn't make him a muchzik. And memela the marakamas nemati meitzi miyodeh, being that he's not a muchzik by this that he's holding it. Or is the pshat that be'etzem, the one who's holding it, the tfis, it's considered a muchzik. But being that there's a shvachkar in the muchzikoyis because it's a dvorim asuim lahashul lahaskir, memelo the marakamas nemon with tanosai of shulim and biyotcha, when the marakama tainas the shulim by you, it makes a reyes in his muchzikoyis, being that the marakamas taining on him that the shulim, the taina itself that these kelim ashulim biyotcha makes a reyes, and being that there's a reyes now in his muchzikoyis, it makes a suffik, we consider now a suffik mammon, and the aloch of a suffik mammon is the hojal marakama, being that the muchzik has a reyes in his muchzikoyis, the tain of Shulam and Biyotcha made a reyes in this that he's holding it. The Marakama is telling that this that he's holding it is borrowed. And Aidei Tanosai, which creates a reyes, that makes a suffix in the Muchzikois and the Hajjah, the Halacha, that it goes back to the Marakama. And Aidei Tanosai, it makes now the Marakama into the Muchzik. But Be'etzin, the Teifus is considered a Muchzik. Tfisosai makes him into a Muchzik. It's not the Pshat, he's not a Muchzik Bechlau. He's a Muchzik, only the tain of Shulam and Biyotcha makes a reyes in his Muchzikois. Being that the Marakama is tain that he lent it to him, that's a reyes in the Muchzikois, and with that tain, and now it creates a suffik, and if Makam is suffik, it's Hajjah the Keli back to the Marakama. The Nesivus Lechari held like the first sad, he held that the fact that the Teifus is holding a Dvar Ma'asim Lahashu Lahaske, Bechlal doesn't make him into a Muchzik, being that it's Asi Lahashu Lahaske, Tfisase doesn't make him a Muchzik. Memele Zok the Nesivus, the Teifus is not considered a Muchzik, the Marakama is considered a Muchzik, and it's not considered a Migul Oitzi because he's not being Moitzi Mammon Miyad a Muchzik. Masheki in the Shach in the first Teretz held that when a person is holding a Dvar Masuyim Lahashul Lahaskir, it's not the Pshat, he's not a Muchzik Pachlal. The Teifus is considered a Muchzik, only the Marakamas Nemam B'Tanosi to create a reyes on the Muchzikois. And I did the Tain of Shulim and Biyotcha, he loses the Muchzik, and Mamele goes back to the Marakama. But in such a case, the Migul would still be a Migul Oitzi, being that he's not Taining Shulim and Biyotcha, he's not Taining Sheulim, so therefore the Teifus is still considered a Muchzik. Now he wants to be nem with a migu to say that they were nignavu mimenu migu. I could have said sheulim migu loitzi le'aminon, and therefore the shachar there is a kasha migu loitzi le'aminon. And then also that's the pshat of Meir Avdoidi. Meir Avdoidi held that it's a migu loitzi because he held the teifis of advar masir nashal aska is considered a mochzik. Mashegin the first pshat in the teisis kasha and Abayin Tam held that migu loitzi, it's not considered a migu loitzi over here. It's like the Nesiva said because the marakama is considered a mochzik, the teifis is not considered a mochzik. There's another terrorist, why is it that Tosis was not nachis to the svar of the Meiri of Doidi that it's a migul loitzi, the reason why Reuven is not neman to be moitzi miyad Shimon when he's makir kelev a svar of biyaracha with a migul to sheulim is because it's a migul loitzi. Tosis does not consider this case to be migul loitzi le'aminon. The Tumim and the Ktsois in Simon Kufla Megimel explain the Gemara in Ksubis is mavur, even in the Mandiyama that says a bari kivishemo, the bari cannot be moitzi mammon from a muchzik, but the kayach of a bari vishemo bari yadif. We say lav bari yadif, he cannot be moitzi mammon, I dare bari alone. But bari with a migu can be moitzi miyad hashemo. If the bari has a migu also, and the muchzik is only has a tiny shemo, bari betzir with a migu can be moitzi from a shemo, even according to the Mandiyama, lav bari yadif. Zokta tumim and the ksois, in our case over here, the lekech is only tiny a tiny shemo. Reuven is tining, the Marakama is tining that Shimon bought it from a ganif. It was nignavu mimenu, and Shimon bought it from a ganif. And Shimon doesn't know whether or not the one who sold it to him was a ganif or not. So Reuven is tining a tainus bari, and Shimon is tining a tainus shema. And if Reuven has the siyuah of a migu, it comes out that it's a migu betzir of the tainus, a bari v'shema. And a bari v'shema betzir of a migu l'kuliyamu, the bari is mahanik to be moitzi mammon, being that he has a migu with it. So even though we say migu lahitzi le'aminon, but a migu with a bari can be moitzi mammon. A mele in our case means that it's a bari v'shema. A mele with the migu, bari v'shema with a migu, the bari can be moitzi mammon. The nesivus argues on the ksois and the tumim. In fact, the nesivus lechayir in our case it's not a bari v'shema, being that it's tanin on the lekeach. There's a dalacha that we tain it for the lekeach. So in I did the tanin on the lekeach is not a shema anymore. The tanin on the lekeach we tain it for the lekeach that it's not nignava from the marakamo. I mean that I think Tanin and the Lekech has a Tainas Bari, it should be a Bari of a Bari, and it's not a Bari of a Shema, that we should say Bari B'tzir from Migu Shirelti Maitzi from the Muchzik, who's only a Shema. And the Chayis Mbuah from this, the Machlekes, the Ktsais and the Nesivis, whether or not B'negeh, the Halacha of Bari of a Shema, Bari Adif, do we say if the Shema has a Taninon, if the Muchzik has a Taninon, in such a case it's considered a Bari of Bari, or being that it's only Taninon that we're Taining for him, but he's still only a Shema, and in such a case it'd be considered Bari of a Shema, and with the Migu, Bari of a Shema, Metziv Migu, can be Maitzi Mammon. The Ktsoi says, even though he has a Taninon, it's still considered a Bari of a Shema, B'negeh, the Halacha, that Bari Metziv Migu, can be Maitzi from a Shema, and the Nesiva says, being that I did the Shema, being that I did Taninon, he has a Bari, therefore it's considered a Bari of Bari, and it'll be a Migu Laitzi, a Migu Laitzi Le'aminon. Akapolim ben again, this that Taisus in the Kasha in his first test not hold the story of Moira Avdaidi, that it's a Migul Lahitzi, and Taisus held in our case, the Markama would be named with a Migul. We said over four Mahalchim and Achreinim, why don't we say Migul Lahitzi Le'aminon? The Bach says that that Taisus holds like the Bishayim that's a Migul Lahitzi Aminon. We said over from the Shach, the first Teretz of the Shach has been at the Marakama, Stakonas Ashuk, has to pay back Shimon for his Hefsid, he has to pay back the Taifis for this that he was Mafs and Mom, and in such a case it's not considered Migul Lahitzi. And we said over the kasha of the Ktois and the Nesivis and Kain, the Halacha of Rabbi Natam should only be true by a case where Shimon paid for the Chavitz, but in a case where Shimon received the Chavitz from Atonin, in such a case it is a Migul Lahitzi. And over there we did not need to say the Teretz of Rabbi Natam that it's Dafka by Odin, that's Eine Osir Lashir Lasker. For Yishtamit Shem Poisik to mention this Chilik and Dinah, whether or not Shimon paid for the Chavitz. We said over the second Teretz of the Shach, that being that he has Mizmaka Kalev Visvarev and he has Aiden that's saying it's his, he's considered the Muchzik. We said the Kavanas Hashach is similar to the Nesivis and Simen Tzadi. The Nesivis says by Dvar Masuim Lahashil Lahaskir, the Marakam is considered the Muchzik, the Taif is not considered the Muchzik, and therefore in our case it will not be a Migul Lahitzi because the Marakam is considered the Muchzik. And we explain this Machlekes Api the Chakir of Baruch Ber. What is the Halacha Dvar Masuim Lahashil Lahaskir? Is the Halacha that the Taif is not considered the Muchzik, but Chlal, the Marakam is considered the Muchzik? Or is the pshat that the Taifis is considered the Muchzik, only the Marakama could create a reis in the Muchzik, koyis of the Taifis, I did this that I tied in the Shulam in Biyadcha. And we made it, the Nesivis held that the Marakama is considered the Muchzik, and who had the Nesivis held, that was the Taisis Kasha and Taisis first Teretz, and therefore it's not a Migul Lahitzi. By shaking the first Teretz of the Shach, and the Moriya Avdoidi, well, that it's a Migul Lahitzi, they held that the Taifis is considered the Muchzik, and it's only when the Marakama tied in the Shulam in Biyadcha that creates a reis in the Muchzik, koyis of the Taifis. And we said over the fourth teretz, the teretz of the Tumman of the Ktsois, that the reason why it's not a Migul Lahitzi is because he's not being Moitzi Mikayach the Migul. He's being Moitzi with the Kayach of a Bari Veshema, that even though it's Lav Bari Yadif, but the Gemara and Ksubis is Mavur, that Bari Veshema, when the Bari has a Migul, he can be Moitzi Maman. And Mele is being Moitzi the Maman with a Bari Betzir of the Migul to Moitzi from Veshema. And then the Sivas asked on the Ktsois, Lechayr, it's not a Bari Veshema, being that he's a Lekech, and Taninan Lekech, I did a Taninan to Bari Yabari. And so we'll machlek is the ktsais in the series, whether or not I dare taninon, it gives a person a halacha of a bari, but again, this halacha of bari v'shema, with the migu, the bari is adif, do we say by a lekeach also is considered a shema, or do we say I dare the taninon is considered a bari, and as a halacha of a bari, a bari.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.